Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Happy Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen. This is my 18th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day program, and I'm glad to be able to be here and share it with you. Thank you for being part of my day. And I know you're excited about our guest this half hour, Bob Dillenschneider, ladies and gentlemen. Robert Dillenschneider is a longtime member of our Brain Trust going back more than 14 years now. Bob has been joining us and talking to us about a number of different things, but especially, it's kind of gotten to be a tradition. We're so thankful that he's agreed over the years to spend his Thanksgiving, a little bit of his time on Thanksgiving with us. He's our really good friend, Bob Dillenschneider. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's thrilling to be on the show with you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and to all your listeners.
Thank you, and same to you, Bob. What are your thoughts when you think of Thanksgiving, when you contemplate, I know your family's coming in, your boys are at home, and now they brought with them some new family members and all of them to come together. What's going to be the attitude around the Dillenschneider home today?
We are lucky. We are lucky to, and we are blessed, and we are fortunate. We have traveled the world. We have seen what the rest of the world is like, and we know we're in a great position, and we thank the Lord. We get down on our knees and thank for that. We'll say a prayer at the start of the meal, and with that prayer we'll reflect our thanks and appreciation for what this great country is, even with Ferguson, even with Ebola, even with the threats to the St. Louis courthouse, even with all that stuff. We're lucky.
We have to be careful, don't we, Bob, that we don't get caught up in the things that we don't have or the things that we don't like. And not realize that those things, as disturbing as they may be, as upsetting as they may be, and maybe things in our own lives that maybe I have in my life that you don't have in yours, that's very, very personal for me. Even with all that, in America, if we probably don't have to try very hard to we can come up with a list of many more things that we have to be thankful for.
We certainly can, and we should be, and it's going to get even better. But we have to be very mindful and very guardful of the traditions that were put down by our forefathers hundreds of years ago and which have really marked and defined our life. We cannot let those get away now.
You know, you used a word a minute ago that I'm glad you used, and I've been talking about that now for a couple of years. You used the word fortunate. And I do think it's important to differentiate this. I don't mean this in a political way, folks, but Bob, our president, not too long ago, said that you and I are fortunate because we're successful in business and that other people are less fortunate. And I said that I didn't agree with him about that, and I'm not meaning to parse his words, but I think on this day, on this particular day especially, we should be what you said, and that's fortunate. And I think the only thing I'm fortunate about is that I'm born in America. I think we're fortunate. All Americans are fortunate, regardless of their level of success. What do you think?
I think all Americans are fortunate, but the truth is all Americans at various levels have made it on their own. We have had the opportunity, we've had the fortune to make it on our own. So those who have really succeeded have put their heads down and busted their picks and been successful in all walks of life, nurses, doctors, salesmen, everybody.
Black, white, and all other colors.
Everybody. And those people who are sitting out there complaining on the sidelines don't realize what a great opportunity they have.
Well, and it's still available to them right now. And, you know, we have so many people who defy the victim of mantra, the victim chorus that we often hear. So many people who are just like the people singing that victim chorus. They came up, their background is the same, and yet they've managed to break loose from those bonds.
We are in a great position, Jim. We're in a position now where it looks like we're going to be energy independent. We have
isn't
a wonderful,
that something?
We have a wonderful strategic weapon, our agriculture, and we'll all experience that today. We have technology. Nobody's got the technology we've got. We've got strong, robust people of will and might, and unfortunately, there are a few out there, and this will be true for years and years, has been for years and years, who want to tear it down. We can't let them do that.
Well, and we have to be thankful. We should be thankful that we have something that is as hateful as it is. We have something that they envy, and that's liberty. And I think that's the thing that I'm the most thankful for as an American is the concept of liberty. More than freedom, liberty. Bob Dillersnyder and I will be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Bob is the author of a number of books, including the AMA's Handbook of Public Relations, including Power and Influence, The Rules of Change, including A Time for Heroes, on and on. He's a very prolific author. He'll be back after these messages with me. Happy Thanksgiving.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.